Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is the Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to the Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. It's great to have you listening to us today. Thank you so much for giving up your time, and I hope you're going to find it really, really valuable. We've got a lot on. We're going to be, first of all, kicking off with what is in the news. I don't know how many of you are listening. I'm waiting to get my latest figures actually on the show. About a year and a half ago, UK Health Radio as a whole, not just my show, but all over the station, had about 300,000 listeners spread across the world. And presently, it has about 1.3 million listeners spread around the world. So that is really awesome. My show had in excess of 30,000 each week, which I really appreciate every single one of you. And I'm guessing that that probably has gone up quite considerably if the proportional increase for the whole station is anything to go by. If mine hasn't gone up appreciably, then that reflects somewhat on my job that I'm doing. So hopefully I'm doing a good job. Anyway, thank you so much for the kind comments that I do get from time to time from you. It is a bit of a lonely job this, you know, when you're speaking basically to all of you, but actually, in a way, I'm speaking to myself to a degree, because I'm just sitting here and spouting off the things that I feel are most important for you as a person with diabetes. Okay, first thing I want to just point out is I look for the news items in various places online, and I always like to point you to those places so you can go and look at the articles in more depth. You can't make the whole show just what's in the news for diabetes, because it would be a bit like a shopping list. Sometimes it gets a bit like that anyway, but at least you can be pointed to where you can go and find out more. So I want to kick off with actually a relatively old news item from last year, which highlights, I think, a really important fact, particularly when we're doing a show like this for people with diabetes, and there'll be many of you I know who have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes. There'll be many of you who have family members who you think, I wonder if they are. And you've got an inkling that they could well be. Often there's a familial trait for that to follow, that other family members get it. Often the type of lifestyle that you are leading is similar to other family members, so it could well be that there are other members of your family who you don't know, and they don't know whether they have diabetes. So the first bit of headline, if you like, that I want to highlight is all about those people that don't know that they've actually got it. They're living with it, but they don't know they're living with it. 500 million people now have diabetes, and most don't even realize. US scientists warn as global cases quadruple in 40 years. This is a study that's been done by the University of Michigan over in the US, and it shows that, I'll say it again just in case you missed it, almost 500 million people globally have diabetes. And again, most of them don't know it. They used to say that about 50% of people with diabetes don't know it. So, you know, you are listening to this maybe because you know you've got it. Maybe you're listening to it because you've got a loved one who's got it and you haven't actually been tested yourself. Maybe you've got it and you don't know about it. It's really important that if you have got diabetes, then you do know about it, because you cannot deal with it if you don't know you've got it. Anyway, just looking at what this research has shown, the number of people living with diabetes has quadrupled since 1980, with 80% of sufferers living in low and middle income countries. Nearly 90% had type 2 diabetes, which can occur due to an unhealthy lifestyle and which we know in many, many cases can be reversed. And only 1 in 10 were getting the care they need to live with it. That is really shocking. So if you're not getting the care that you need to be able to live with it, That's not a good thing, because we all know diabetes has a massive impact on other aspects of our life, on our cardiac health, on our foot health, on our eye health, on our kidney health. It's pretty debilitating long term if you're living with high blood sugars. And that's what you end up with, of course, if you aren't getting the care you need. So those of you that are listening in developed countries and have access to this care, please make the most of it. If you're not making the most of it, then you really need to feel a little bit guilty, because there's so many in the world who can't get that care. They're living in these low and middle income countries, and you know, 9 out of 10 aren't getting the care that they need to live with it. Now, the fact that we've got so many people living with diabetes, so many people not knowing that they've got diabetes, that is obviously a very negative thing and not a good thing. The good news is that there are organizations around the world tackling this and trying to help people in their individual countries and globally to control their diabetes better, and in the case of type 2 diabetes, to actually put it into remission. I just want to highlight something from earlier on in the year again, back in March, which is a Diabetes UK initiative joining forces with the National Institute for Health Research, NIHR, over here in the UK. And they're funding a 2.2 million project called New Dawn to help more people go into remission. It's led by Professor Susan Jebb and Paul Aveyard at the University of Oxford. And the idea is that it's going to give more people diagnosed, newly diagnosed, particularly with type 2 diabetes, a chance of going into remission. The DIRECT trial, DIRECT study, which was done over the last several years, showed that people with type 2 can put diabetes into remission in many cases. And it inspired the NHS's in England's low-calorie diet program. This is designed to help people living with overweight or obesity and a recent diagnosis of type 2 diabetes to lose weight, and which then can put them into remission. This means their blood sugars are in their normal range. They're not, they no longer have to take medication for their diabetes. Apparently, it's been offered in 21 areas across England at the moment. But this does involve people, like they did in the DIRECT trial, having replacement of usual foods. Not forever, for a short time. So it involves having nutritionally balanced, low-calorie soup and shake products. And it helps people kickstart getting rid of a load of that weight early on, putting them into remission. But we know that that is not suitable for everybody. I've done this myself and have managed it. I've tried doing it again at a later date, and it's not been so easy. So it's not actually suitable for everyone and everybody's lifestyle. So this New Dawn project aims to develop a new nationwide NHS support service that offers a range of weight loss diets. So it's not just the one box and you have to fit into that box. It is all different types of diets for people who are overweight or who have obesity or newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And it means that hopefully every person can find something that is right for them, and then they've got the best chance ever of going into remission. So that all sounds very good and hopeful over here in the UK, and I'm sure there are many other countries doing similar projects and who will learn from that project. And yeah, hopefully, as I say, it will be successful. And it will be a shining light, an example, a beacon of hope for people with type 2 diabetes around the world in the future. Now, this is going to take 5 years. And you know, you may think, well, 5 years, I don't want to hang around to wait for the results in 5 years. Well, that's an option for yourself. You can do your own study on yourself. You can try and look into some of the different diets that are out there. And see if any of those are working for you. And as you know, I always recommend that you do get involved either with a group who are helping you to go through a diet, or but you will actually hopefully be able to find somebody in your family, in your
friendship group who will keep you accountable and help you in that diet, because it is a lonely walk if you're not doing it with other people. And even if you are part of a group and they're encouraging you once a week, once a month, actually 24/7, you are the one who's in charge. You are the one who needs to make those decisions not to eat the certain snacks, not to eat the certain second helpings of food, the one who is going to eat that shake instead of eating a meal on one occasion. So I really would encourage you to get involved with others, get your family involved, get your workmates involved. Don't see it as being an embarrassment, see it as being an opportunity to show how strong you are and how well you can win this battle against diabetes, against weight, against obesity, whatever label you want to put upon yourself at this point in time. But I hope it is going to help you. That article is from Diabetes UK's website, which can be found at www.diabetes.org.uk. Another article there as well is in response to the government, the UK government's decision to delay action on restrictions to junk food advertising, which happened in the past week. And Diabetes UK understandably are saying that they mustn't delay action. Talking of diets, I'm going to go over to the diabetes.co.uk website now to look at some of their articles that they've got in the news over the last two or so weeks. And they had one at the end of April, actually. I think I have covered it before, but I'm just going to put it in here because it sort of ties in quite well with that Diabetes UK's website article that I just read out. And this is, again, from diabetes.co.uk. And it says, brand new Live Well frozen low-carb meal range is launched by the Low Carb Program. So if you want to hear a little bit more about that, the Low Carb Program is a brilliant initiative. It's helped many, many people put their diabetes into remission. And that may be the one for you if you haven't tried it before. So have a look at what there is frozen low-carb meal range is like. I think I'm going to be having a look at that, actually, and see what ideas I can glean from it. And who knows, possibly even enroll on it as well. We'll see. Another article from diabetes.co.uk is that the intake of fruit and veg could increase if prices are lowered. I thought that's relatively obvious, but anyway, a study shows that fruit and vegetables cost around 40% more than they need to due to high fixed costs which do not apply to unhealthy alternatives, and researchers have suggested introducing a subsidy so that we can lower those prices. Apparently researchers at the University of Warwick have estimated that if fruit and vegetables were sold at a marginal cost, then people would probably buy 15% more of it. And that article ties in quite well with the next one on their website, which is from a study at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, who found that a high intake of fruits, vegetables, nuts, coffee and legumes can combat the development of type 2 diabetes. Apparently, people who follow this sort of plant-based diet are less likely to develop type 2 compared to those with a low intake of plant-based foods. And I would have thought that that would mean that if you're following that type of diet, that also not only is it less likely to help cause you to develop it, but also it's probably going to help you to manage it, I would imagine, as well. But again, you're an individual. Your body is different to the next person along the road. So do test and measure. When you're eating stuff, test what it does to your body. Get a Freestyle Libre, put it on your arm, find out what the activities you're doing does to your blood sugar, what your food that you're eating, your drink that you're drinking, what it does to your blood sugar, and then try and find things that improve it and do more of that. And things that you find that make it worse, do less of. The next item is that long COVID impacts a third of people who've been infected with COVID-19. This is a claim made by academics from UCLA. Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and the Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week.
Okay, so we're going to have a quick song now, and I want this song to be a bit of a teaser for you, really, I suppose. It's going to be by a particular artist, and the artist/song are going to give you a hint as to what I'm going to be talking about today, because I'm going to be giving you some lessons today regarding your diabetes and how you can manage it better. And those lessons are going to be coming from my hobby. Now, some of you will already know what my hobby is, because I will have shared it on here before and I've written about it in the past. But this song, for those of you that don't, might give you a clue. It may not, but it might give you a clue. The song is by none other than Sir Rod Stewart, and it is called The Rhythm of My Heart. Sit back and enjoy.
Love me still exists in another place. I'm just yanking back the handle. No expression on my face.
That was Rod Stewart and A Rhythm of My Heart. I'm afraid I'm giving you my favourite songs today, or some of my favourite songs today. I love that. I love the version done by Runrig as well. Same song. Brilliant, brilliant tune. Anyway, we are still midway through our news items for this week. It's a load of news. So we're going to crack on with some of them. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Helpful Radio. My name's Peter Alton, and I'm really happy to have you here with me today. So we're looking at diabetes.co.uk's website at some of the news items from the past week.
And the next item is focusing on Lila Moss, who is the daughter of the supermodel Kate Moss. Lila is also a model, and she's been putting type 1 diabetes in the spotlight a little bit. She was at the Met Gala over in New York, and she wore a particularly, well, fancy, revealing dress. But it wasn't just revealing what you might expect it to perhaps be revealing. It was revealing the fact that she had on a Freestyle Libre type device, possibly a Freestyle Libre, I'm not sure exactly which device it was, but also an insulin pump as well. So she's been applauded for not shying away from showing that she's proud to have type 1 diabetes. It's the way that she has to live, and she's not ashamed of it. So yeah, good luck to her, and well done for championing the type 1 cause. I know I've got a daughter who has type 1, and she's the same way. But certainly in the early days, it was a bit of a shock to the system. And I think even now sometimes it can be. But you've got to have this tube attached to you so that it can deliver your insulin, whatever you're doing. It can be a real challenge particularly for young people, maybe. Anyway, next item. This one can be particularly depressing if you're not careful. It says that research has shown that 50% of older people die with dementia. That doesn't mean you die of it. That means that nearly half of older adults are diagnosed with dementia before they die. This is a study by the University of Michigan and revealed that dementia rates amongst older people are 36% higher than they were 2 decades ago. And as we know, that there is does seem to be a link between dementia and also with diabetes as well. So have a read of that article. Don't get too depressed by it. Okay, I really believe in speaking life and health into your life and your family's life. And don't dwell on negatives and don't will it into being in your family and in your life. Keep positive. The next item, again, diabetes.co.uk. Physical activity decreases the risks of bowel cancer, a study suggests. Now, hopefully, all of you are doing a bit of exercise anyway because you want to help with your diabetes. Well, this is just saying that actually there's an even broader benefit to your health. We all know that anyway, but this one's particularly regarding bowel cancer, which is a particularly nasty type of cancer. And academics from Newcastle University have found that exercise releases a cancer-fighting protein called interleukin-6 into the bloodstream to help fix the DNA of damaged cells. Now, apparently, it's not just the one-off exercise. It's when exercise is repeated multiple times each week over an extended period. That's when these cancer-fighting substances, such as the interleukin-6, released into the bloodstream, they have the opportunity to interact with abnormal cells, repairing their DNA and reducing growth into cancer. So get exercising for more than one reason. Next item, Mediterranean diet helps symptoms of depression in young men, some new research has found. This was a study done over in the University of Technology in Sydney. And this is where young men with bad eating habits, but an improvement was seen in their symptoms of depression when they adopted a Mediterranean diet. Again, you can read more at diabetes.co.uk's website. Next one, just to skim over it, around 1 in 4 cases of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease go undetected. But apparently it's really important to know about the condition and treat it early, because it's a risk factor for chronic liver damage and also for cardiovascular disease. Penultimate item is that individuals with type 2 diabetes who also have experienced symptoms of cognitive decline are 1.6 times more likely to have a heart attack compared to those with no signs of memory loss. This research has been led by the Endocrine Society, which reports that cognitive impairment amongst people with type 2 diabetes can also trigger a stroke and death. And the final one is a study done by the University of Colorado over in the US, which has discovered a link between maternal obesity and an offspring's risk of cardiac problems later in life due to the nutrients received whilst they're in the utero.
Okie dokes, that is it for what's in the news regarding diabetes that I've found this week. All of those ones since the Rod Stewart song were from diabetes.co.uk's website. And earlier we played that Rod Stewart song, and I gave you the reason for playing it was because it was a clue as to what the topic is going to be for our talk later on today. The clue was in the name of Rod Stewart, as opposed to the name of the song. And we're going to have another song now, which is another clue, okay? And this song is by another of my absolute all-time favourite artists. And I do like this song, actually. It's got a catchy tune. I think it was only released last year, around the time of the pandemic starting. But the song is called Tucson Train, and it is by Bruce Springsteen. I hope you enjoy this one.
Till nothing remains. the heart sunk, burn out the pain. If they're looking for me, tell them, buddy, I'm waiting down at the station, just praying to the 5:15. I'll wait on God's creation, just to show her a man can change. Now my baby's calling in on the Tucson train. On the Tucson train.
That was Bruce Springsteen and Tucson Train, and I hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. My name is Peter Alton, your host this week and every week, and thank you so much for listening. We played that song, Tucson Train, because it is another clue as to what we're going to be talking about today. Another side line on that as well is that many of you may not even know where Tucson is. It's actually in Arizona, in the USA. And there is a link to Tucson and me doing this show for you, doing this radio station show for you every week. And that is because one of my mentors, one of my the people I look up to most and has had an influence in my podiatric career, and particularly with regards to diabetes and limb salvage, limb prevention of amputation, is a gentleman called Dr. David Armstrong, Professor David Armstrong, actually. And he used to be in Tucson, Arizona, and it was one of the first places that I visited in the United States when I went over there to meet up with him and actually to interview him. That is, well, his influence on me has really encouraged me to continue doing my work. And if you enjoy what I'm doing, be grateful to the fact that he has influenced me in such a powerful way. So, David, if you're listening to this, love you, guy. And that song is dedicated to you. By the way, if you want to hear David on this show, he has been on this show several times. You have to go right back to some of my early shows, which you can get to by going to www.bit.ly/diabetesradio. Keep scrolling down through the shows and eventually you'll come to some which have David Armstrong on. He is definitely well worth listening to. Anyway, I think it's about time I told you what I was going to talk about today. I've given you the clues. Rod Stewart was one of the clues and Tucson Train was the other one. And some of you might already have read my article in the Health Triangle magazine last year. Some of you might have heard me mention it on the show here. My hobby is model railways. What's that got to do with Rod Stewart? You're thinking, well, some of you will probably be aware that Rod Stewart is a self-confessed absolute fanatic about model railways. Most of the time he's been on tour, he's been actually making models in his hotel room. So my hobby is model railways, and I'm building a model railway around my garden. So anyway, I did this article. By the way, that's why it was Tucson Train as well, because of the train side of it. Anyway, I'm just so glad that Rod Stewart's made it a lot cooler hobby to be involved in. But anyway, so looking at lessons you can learn from a model railway, or particularly building a garden model railway, well, many of you are thinking, well, what on earth can I learn about how to manage my diabetes from Peter's garden railway? Well, my garden railway, actually, it was this is the third house that I've attempted to build a model railway in. We won't go into what happened in the previous ones, but shall we say that not a piece of rail or a sleeper or even a bit of track bed was ever built. And that's because when I am building my garden railway, I like to try and get it landscaped in. And I started off with the landscape too often and didn't get around to the railway. This time I am doing the railway and building the landscape up around it. Anyway, Let's get on. What can you learn about controlling your diabetes, managing your diabetes, with some of the lessons that I have learned from the Model Railway? And we are going to, there's about 12 different things that I want to, points I want to make out, but we've only got about 10 minutes left of the show. So that would be definitely a shopping list. And I want to get these points across to you. So I'm going to do the first five, and then we'll do the or first six, maybe even half of them. And then we'll do the other half in a following show in a future week, possibly next week. Depends what comes up in the way of other interviews. Okay, so the first one, the first lesson is have a dream. Some things in life do just sort of land in your lap and they're just handed to you on a golden platter. And those things are great and we appreciate them. But you're much more likely to get what you want if you really have a dream based on that thing that you want. And I have a dream at some time in the hopefully not too distant future that I'll be able to sit on a nice sunny day. That's a bit of a dream in this country, on our patio with a nice cool beer or glass of wine, not in isolation, but there chatting with friends who are like-minded, coming along with their model trains. And you know, I can just picture there, we're sitting there, we're having a chat, the waterfall is in the background, splish splashing of the water there, and it's almost like an orchestrated piece of music with the clickety clack and the puff 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 toot toot of steam trains as they wind their way around the garden. And yes, I am more into steam trains than I am into diesels and electrics. I like the nostalgia and the atmosphere of all the steam locomotives. If you've never been up close to a real steam train, you must do that. Put it on your bucket list to get on a platform next to a steam train when it is leaving a station. It is an incredible experience. Anyway, that's a by and by. This dream I've had for a number of years, shall we say. And in actual fact, as I said earlier, three different houses I've tried to bring this dream to reality. One thing and another have got in the way. Undefeated got in the way. Writing my book got in the way. Working on my business circle podiatry has got in the way. Children have got in the way, if I dare say that one. Some of them might be listening. But the point is, I want to encourage you to find your dream regarding your health. And then let that dream really grow. Maybe the dream is to lose weight, to get back into a certain outfit that you had when you were younger. Maybe it's to get your HbA1c down. Maybe it's to reverse your type 2. Maybe to get a different dress size, to be able to swim 10 lengths. Maybe to be able to run a marathon or run 5K. Perhaps it's even just to get around to the corner shop. Your dream doesn't have to be big, but it has to be something which you can't achieve right now. You've got to work towards it, and you've got to plan towards it as well. Okay, so please try and think of some sort of dream regarding your health, something that you're gonna, that you'd like to change, something you'd like to be able to do. Okay, it doesn't mean you've got to do it next week, next month, or even next year. Yeah, the dream, as with my railway, which has been going on now in my dreams for probably 20 odd years, it did have a false start about 6 years ago, and then it really took off again during lockdown because I had the time, but I had the dream all along. So have a dream about what you want to do.
Okay, it's that time in the show where we take a short break to listen to an advert or two from our station sponsors. Please listen in, and then we will be back to the topic of today very shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was a couple of adverts from our station sponsors. You're listening to UK Health Radio and The Diabetes Show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Let's get back to our topic of the week.
Second thing, I just hinted on it in that, have a plan. It's all very well having that dream, but they rarely get fulfilled if you haven't got some intentional planning behind the scenes. Plan the hows of how you're going to get to achieve it. For my railway, there was lots of different ways of ending up with a garden railway. I had to consider, what do I want? Do I want it on ground level? Do I want it on raised boards high up in the air, waist height? Do I want it on a raised rockery? What size of models do I want to have? Do I want it just to be a circle of track or more intricate? Do I want tunnels? That's not a good idea all the time with model railways in the anywhere. They always seem to break down just out of arm's length. Always keep your tunnel long enough for your arm to be able to go into. That's a bit of planning for the railway there. Bridge, do I want bridges? You know, all these things came into the planning, and it was exciting making those plans. Well, think about your dream. Yeah, what can you plan to achieve that dream? And you can find it could be quite exciting. You know, maybe it is that you want to be able to do a marathon. Well, make some plans as to how you're going to get to that level. Maybe it is that you want to walk a certain distance, walk a certain type of walk in the country. Maybe you want to go up a hill somewhere, a particular hill. You know, make the plan. Get your lifestyle changing. Get your abilities up so that you can achieve those things. So once you've made the plan, or perhaps whilst you're making the plan, the third thing I want to talk about is getting advice. And believe me, for regards to the railway, I have sought loads of advice, and I continue to do so all the time. I'm often putting things on Facebook in groups there. I've done this. Why is it not working? What can I do to get this to work? What can I do to make sure that it does work and I don't have to come on here to say that something isn't working? I'm in a fortunate position of having that and having a club that I used to be able to go to and will be able to soon. But what are some gems of advice that your friends, your doctor, your health professional, your podiatrist, your Facebook group, your forum, that people can give you gems of advice that can help you in your planning? So think about that. What advice can you get? Where can you get the advice from? Make sure that it is proper advice. Maybe it is a book. Maybe you want to get my book on diabetes in the feet, how to prevent foot problems and amputations. You will get some good tips in there. And there's many other books on other topics to do with diabetes where you can get some great input. Dr. Cavan's books, I recommend those. Reverse Your Type 2 Diabetes and Living in Control of Your Type 1 Diabetes. Those books are brilliant. Number four, be prepared. Okay, in planning my railway, I have learned the importance of knowing what I want at different stages, but also that I need to do certain things in order to get there. I need to know how much the next bit of track is going to cost, or the wires, or maybe some concrete because of building up the rockery. Similarly, in your walk with diabetes, in achieving whatever dream it might be to do with your diabetes, you need to be prepared to know what you might need to buy, what type of food, what type of diet food you need to buy, what testing kit you need to buy, any supplements that might be useful, maybe new shoes, walking shoes. Maybe you need to be prepared for a walking holiday with the right equipment. There's these different things that you should have so you are prepared. And I think we'll stick with five because we are running short of time for this show. The fifth one is make mini goals. Okay, so you've got that dream, you've got a plan, you're getting advice on that, you're getting prepared. Make mini goals. Don't set yourself up to fail. My railway seemed like a daunting task at first. And even when we started lockdown, it seemed pretty daunting. tons of rock and soil, literally, to move, and foundations to dig and concrete to mix. To be honest, if I look at what's left in its entirety, it still is. I'm only halfway around the garden so far. But if I break it down into manageable chunks, it's certainly helped. Albeit sometimes you get bumblebee nests and wasps nests in the way and they do throw a little bit of a curveball at you. But on the whole, making those mini goals makes it so much more achievable. And sometimes in the past, I haven't made those mini goals. I just know I want that garden railway, and it is daunting, and it doesn't encourage me to get out there, to get my wellies on, to get my gardening clothes on and to dig in, because the end goal is just too big. Make some mini goals, and I think you'll find that actually you'll find that the enormity of the task that you've got ahead to reverse your diabetes, maybe, will make a mini goal that you're going to improve your HbA1c first of all. Maybe that diet, you know, you want to lose 3 stones, well, maybe try to lose, you know, a few pounds first of all. Start off with a mini goal, but don't lose the picture of the end goal. It would be pointless me making a mini goal of laying down 10 foot of track. I'm not going to have much fun with 10 foot of track if I give up after 10 foot of track laid. I want to have, you know, a good couple of hundred of feet of track laid and to be able to have some really good running sessions. So those are the first 5 things that I want to talk about. And next week, or at some point in the near future, we will visit the other 7 that I've got here, okay? And you'll know straight away there, I won't be able to play any more of my my songs to suggest what the item's going to be. You'll know straight away, I'll be talking about my model railway and lessons you can learn. I hope you will find those useful, and I hope that these ones have helped you as well. Please do have that dream and then make a plan about it. Get some advice regarding it. Be prepared and then break down that big goal into little mini goals. We are going to close out now. We're going to finish with a final song, and that song is, appropriately I think, by a band called Train, and it is called Play That Song. So without further ado, have a great week. Let's play that song.
Song, the one that makes me go all night long, the one that makes me think of you. That's all you gotta do. Hey, Mr. DJ, when you gonna spin it? My baby's favorite record, she been waiting for me. She invited all the friends, and I'm buying all the rounds, and they're all dolled up. DJ, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song? When you gonna earn that pay? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She said, play that song. Just heard the song and you should play it, cause she loves it. Can you get me off the hook? Get them fingers picking now. I'll throw some money in your cup. Mister, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song now? Why you gotta hesitate? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She said, play that song.
And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot, living the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.